Well, good evening, everyone. I declare the council meeting open, and we begin by acknowledging that we're on the traditional lands of the Kaurna people. We respect their elders past and present. And I'll let everyone know that the audio of the general council meeting will be recorded and made available on the City of Marion website, apart from those items which are deemed confidential pursuant to provisions of the Local Government Act. And for the member of the public present, unfortunately, I must advise that quite the majority of the agenda tonight falls into the category of being confidential. So what I'm going to be proposing to the councillors is that we dispatch all of the business that isn't confidential, and then we'll have to exclude members of the public in due course, if that is the decision of council at the time. I'll ask councillors if they foresee any item on the agenda where they might have a conflict of interest. No hands going up there, so I'll keep going. Would someone like to move confirmation of the minutes for the last general council meeting? Moved Councillor Mates, seconded Councillor Singh. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously, thank you. So we move on. The next item is proposed to be a confidential item, and with the leave of the meeting, I would deal with it after the questions with notice. So in other words, we'll just move it so that all of the confidential items are in one block of the meeting. So if no one objects, that's what we'll do, and that'll be recorded as such. And that means we go on to several matters. The confirmation of the minutes of the Finance, Risk and Audit Committee, the second budget review, and the report on the Waste Recycling Centre board meeting. I think those matters are all sufficiently non-contentious. They could be taken on a block. But Councillor Luscombe, what did you want to say before I take any motions?
Just very minor issue with the minutes from the Finance, Risk and Audit Committee meeting. At the very bottom of the page, at the very bottom of the minutes, it's got the wrong date. It says the 8th of April, which I thought probably wasn't the correct thing. It was the meeting was on the 11th of February. But, yeah, it's minor issue.
I would say well picked up. So before we get into any serious business, staff are happy to take that on board?
Yes.
And do we need to note? I mean, it's really a clerical error, I suspect. We don't need to formally amend the minutes, do we? But that can be tidied up as an administrative matter, can't it? Sorry, Ms. Vinyl, yes?
So I assume Councillor Luscombe is talking about the confirmed this 8th of April 2025. So this is what where the signature of the chair of the FRAC signs off on the 8th of April, which is the next meeting.
Right, yeah, let's not overthink it, as they say.
That's not enough for me to read.
Okay. All right. Well, that seems to be the most contentious part of those three items. Would anyone like to move those three items en bloc? Councillor Pryor, seconded Councillor Singh. Now, that gives you leave, councillors, to ask a question or comment on any of those matters. But if there are no questions, I'll simply put it to the vote. All those in favour, raise your hand. That is carried unanimously. Thank you. That means we can move on to the questions with notice. And I would say, for the benefit of the member of the public, that questions with notice, this is where a councillor has given notice of the question prior to the agenda being published, and therefore there's a detailed answer provided by staff. It's not a matter for debate, but obviously the answers now go on the public record, and that can be discussed by the community and so on in due course. And with that note, we can move on. Now, there are therefore three cover reports to deal with, the decisions to go into confidence. The first matter is obviously dealing with a property proposal. The second matter deals with another property proposal. And the third matter deals with costing of as yet undecided major projects. So there are justifications in the Local Government Act for those matters to be discussed in confidence for reasons, and therefore somebody might like to move on block those three cover reports. Councillor Masika, seconded Councillor Pryor, that we go into confidence on those three items. If there's no one else, then I'll put those three items to the vote. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. Thank you. So at this point, we're going to go into confidence, and only those staff, obviously councillors, remain in the room, and only those staff relevant to the community land at Edwardstown can stay in the room. So for the members of the public, I'm sorry, it's been a very short performance this evening, and it just so happens that the bulk of our business is in the confidential agenda. So feel free to come back to another meeting, and I'm sure you'll read the agenda and minutes with interest if you are interested in the Oakland's estate property matter. But I have to bid you good night, I'm afraid.